friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
The show is back. Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin. We are Afternoon Drive. It is a delectable Thursday in the city of Cleveland. We've got plenty to get to. That open, courtesy of Mac Robinson on the board. Yes. We've got Jake Murren doing some producing, helping out with YouTube as well. As always, you guys can check us out on the 92.3 The Fan YouTube channel. Super Chat, what up? Also, want to say a big thanks to Matt Corelli, who's doing the 2020s today. I believe Meredith will be in doing some 2020s for us today as well. A loaded show, but across from me, as always, my main man. I was trying to think of something after that, and I just ran out of steam. Hi, JP. How you doing?
Hello. How are you today?
Pretty good.
Good. Yeah. That's good to hear.
Yeah, we're having that day where when somebody says, how are you doing? I say, really good. And
then
I think people are like, I've aspired to this for so long. I think I've reached Jeff Phelps' level of contentment.
Oh, good. That's good to hear. Can I tell you what's been bothering me so far today?
Yes.
I have gotten to a spot where I've been back now like 4 days, coming off the paternity leave where I was gone for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And if you haven't seen me at this point, I haven't come up with enough angles to tell people that Elise's doing great. The baby's doing great. Everyone's doing great. And thank you for asking. I need to come up with like a new spin or something, because I feel like I've repeated that story 12 million times.
Could you just make something up?
Not on the air. Off the air.
Or get really specific. Like, I'll be honest with you. Hadn't made a deuce today.
Well, I've noticed.
I've started
like almost changing the story as it goes, just to see people's reactions to see if they're different.
Mm-hmm.
In the front, I'm like, well, this baby's much better than Charlotte was. Like, this, I'm sleeping a lot more than I usually am. Like, this. Now I'm like, oh, absolute hell.
Yeah, the updates.
Absolute hell.
The updates,
just to see what
like
people will say.
The first 3 months of life, unless it's a bad update, it's like, still really tall.
Yeah, like the baby does nothing.
Yeah.
The baby's not really changing here.
Yeah.
Like, she's doing great.
Now,
once you get post
6 months, then we're more tummy time. She's scooching around a lot, or ready to stand. Or
even those are very uninteresting updates,
yes,
though.
No.
Picture, very uninteresting updates.
No, but they'll seem like huge updates compared to...
Is that what that is?
Still sleeping. Still a baby.
Well, now I know what's going to happen, though. If I haven't seen you yet, and then you don't say congratulations, then I'm going to turn around and be like, where's my congratulations?
Oh, wait, I have to offer you a congratulations every day?
Not you.
Oh, okay.
No. People I haven't seen yet. Because as you trickle in,
that's right. You're right.
I saw salespeople today that I haven't yet seen. And so I'm redoing the conversations all week long. And it's nice that people are saying congratulations, but it's also like, I need to come up with better material here.
Mm, I think it's interesting that so much of our job is rehashing the same narratives we've talked about because of the Cleveland Browns being bad at football.
Yeah.
And but we're trying to extrapolate it to your personal life is just... It is a little extra work.
Maybe
that's
where I draw the line. I can give you the same Joe Flacco take 27 times, but when you ask me about my kid, I got to get you something else.
Got to get something new?
It's got to be fresh.
Pretty sure she grew a quarter inch.
Well, I'm not that person. We have people at this station that will test material out on other people, and then they'll take it to everyone else.
Are you looking right at me while saying that?
No, actually, I looked away, intentionally looked away, because I was thinking about somebody else that wasn't you.
Okay. No, I totally will. Yeah.
If the shoe fits, though.
100%.
I'm not that guy. Like,
yeah.
If I make a... And there are people this way. They'll go to a party, for instance, and then they'll make a joke, an observation that hits.
Yep.
That's their joke for the night.
Yep. 100%.
That's the one they got. That's the one they say to everybody.
Yeah. You
got to
crowdsource it, baby.
I'm not that guy. I want to constantly be like, all right, that one landed. Nice. On to the next one.
No.
Get me something else.
No.
Amuse myself.
I'm Jerry Seinfeld. I'm going to be saying, what's the deal for the next 35 years?
Is that right?
So, by the way, what's the deal with the Cleveland Browns, which we can say damn near every day this week? Greg Newsom and a 6th-rounder sent to Jacksonville for Tyson Campbell and a 7th-rounder. So I will say again, what's the deal with where the Cleveland Browns are?
Yeah, so Tyson Campbell, his PFF grade, it might as well just be a trash can on fire. He's not good right now. And I think from Jacksonville's perspective, they got a new GM in there in Gladstone. I think he didn't pay him a lot of money. Jacksonville 2 years ago paid him a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they want to get rid of him. And Greg Newsom's an upgrade for them. But for the Browns, this is not the type of move you make if you're trying to win games this year.
Okay, expand on that, because I think some people have said that because Tyson Campbell can come in and be your other starting cornerback,
he's not good at football. Greg Newsom was good at football right now.
All right, but Tyson was good at football once.
2 years ago, yeah, before he was injured. You know who he is when you talk to, like, Jacksonville fans? Yeah, like Andrew Sendejo, we just used to complain about number 23 often, and, like, the only time if you brought him up, it would just be just a negative way. Uh-huh. That's who this guy is for them.
All right, the only thing I'll say is...
They can't stand this player.
Only thing I'll say is Andrew Sendejo was a undrafted free agent.
He's a well-paid version of Andrew Sendejo.
And more physically talented, even if the football isn't good. I understand the point you're making.
That when the fan base thinks about that player, they shudder. Mm-hmm. That's who we just got.
So from Jacksonville's side, they're selling it as Greg Newsom is a better fit for their scheme because of what they asked the cornerback to do. The Browns, I think, probably will sell the fact that Tyson Campbell might be a better man corner than he is running any of the other kind of coverages, right?
Which is great because, you know, Schwartz doesn't really do the whole man coverage thing as often as people think that he does.
I mean, he thought about it, though, and I think that's important.
Yeah, think about who's covering Justin Jefferson on Sunday a large portion of the day.
Maybe that's the point, is maybe we won't be doing that again. JK, LOL.
JK, LOL. But, it's Schwartz. It's what he does.
But let's be clear about this. This was about having a corner who could start on the Browns roster opposite of Denzel Ward because they're... With MJ Emerson, even if he comes back next year, you're going to have to sign him to a contract or not. Greg was a free agent, and you saved roughly $8.5 million. And that, to me, is where it's not about this year. That, to me, like Joe Flacco, you could say Joe Flacco wasn't about winning, didn't have anything to do with winning and losing this year, even though Joe is a better fail-safe than Bailey Zappe is. Okay, mm-hmm. I'd rather be one play away from Joe Flacco starting for you again than one play away from Bailey Zappe if that's how Kevin's going to draw it up. But I can understand that a lot of people.
Hey, friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
People didn't think Joe was ever going to see the field again for them this year. With Greg Newsom, Greg was I think after the Minnesota game, it's tough to say this because he was bad in the second half.
Second half. But I think people here at the station were tweeting about how good he was in the first half.
That was me. That was you.
I could not remember who that was.
It was actually two plays. It was the first play where he defended Justin Jefferson very cleanly, and the second play, he was the one making the tackle when the peanut punch came out and got the fumble.
And then the second half happened.
Then the third play happened. It didn't even wait three plays.
Okay.
But, I think when you're talking about saving money and trying to build out a roster, like the consideration of Tyson Campbell can play his way into the 2026 Browns, okay. So you got worse at the cornerback position to save $8 million. That's not a move that a team trying to win makes. I don't know it's tanking, but I know it's not doing everything you can to win.
I wouldn't call it tanking, but if I asked you if the Browns got better with this trade for this season, that answer is it's not even arguable. The answer is just a clear-cut no, and it's fine. I'm not going to beat them up for it. I'm focused on 2026. I'm worried about 2027 and I like them thinking about the future. It's just then you have to be honest about it, and then we have to figure out how far this goes.
So I think it's if the question is, in season, if the Browns decided to pull the guardrails off and tank, today the answer is no. That can change very quickly. This is a slippery slope from here, because remember, tanking is, are you playing to be competitive, but you would prefer not to win? And are you actively doing things that makes the head coach's job tougher to win, right?
This is one of those things.
That's different than tanking in the offseason, which is just you're going to make this roster stink as much as you can, right?
I know, but we've gone a really short time from when people like our buddy Coach Riz, who's on Tuesday, was saying, 8 to 9 wins, I think, mm-hmm. was your burger bet.
Yeah.
Ken Carmen
sure was.
Talked to Bernie Kosar, and then also, I think, 75 other Browns quarterbacks. And
Brian
moved it up to 8 wins.
Seance with Otto Graham. There was a lot of quarterback talk there.
I think it was John Greco in the 9 to 10 win category somewhere around there.
I think so.
5 weeks later, we are now closer to the spot of what are you drinking if you think they're going to win 8, 9, 10 games. games because now Dylan Gabriel's already starting games. You're making trades.
Another sure sign you're not trying to win. Rookie quarterback that wasn't
exactly,
a first-round pick.
Exactly the point. And you're making trades that get you worse for this season and this season alone, potentially. It's wild to me how quick this has happened, but maybe we should have seen that part coming. Maybe part of us did.
Two-parter. I'm not, for those on YouTube, I'm not smirking because the Browns could be on their way to tanking. I'm smirking because I've got three burger bets that look like locks right
People
now.
People are so dumb.
I mean,
why do they keep making burger bets with you?
Because I entice them.
You're undefeated.
I'm like snake charmer.
You bait them is what you do.
I would prefer
I would call a compromising situation.
Okay.
Where they have to try to defend their
Woodward
take.
I'm not Woodward or Bernstein here.
But you're working like them. They have to try to defend their take in such a way that then you, knowing if you were Vegas, you're just robbing from them is all you're doing. You get them in a spot where you know you're going to win that bet, and then obviously they take it because they can't back down because they felt like they made a big grand take.
I simply am asking them to stand up to where the words are.
I'm not mad at the hustle.
And they are. And I'm proud of them for making those burger bets and keeping me fed through possibly the end of the year. Now, that being said, to the second thing you said, like, it is harder to win now. Like, this is, I think both trades can be disruptive in a week. You're already coming off the London game, in the London trip, mm-hmm. and going up against a team that I think right now is healthier. And because they're healthier, they might be a titch better than Minnesota. I think by the end of the year, Minnesota will be a better team.
Well, yeah,
but I think Pittsburgh right now is a slight bit better. You just gave them, I think, another ace in the hole. You made Kevin Stefanski's job a little bit tougher this week with these two trades.
Well, I mean, for sure, the Steelers are better than the Vikings right now because the Vikings weren't playing J.J. McCarthy. They were playing Carson Wentz. Like, there's a difference there. There has to be a difference between Aaron Rodgers. My goodness, did you hear Stefanski yesterday? Stefanski,
best thrower ever or something like that?
Best passing quarterback in NFL history? Best thrower of the football in NFL history?
In fairness, he's watched Deshaun Watson, Jacoby Brissett, DTR.
Also in fairness.
And Joe Flacco throw the ball.
Also in fairness, I listened to Tomlin Tuesdays and heard him talk about Dylan Gabriel as if he was Joe Montana.
And he just read off his Wikipedia. There was a big difference between what the two head coaches said.
I do feel like a lot of the press conferences I've heard have been very complimentary. Although Aaron Rodgers kind of did take a shot, or at least a perceived shot, in my opinion, with Jim Schwartz. I don't know if you caught that at all.
Because Detroit, Green Bay. Okay, now I get it.
No, not even that. It was the idea that he was like, yeah, you know, Jim. He'll stick 8 men in the box, but that's not really what he's playing at all. And it's easy to beat. You can get after it. It's paraphrasing. Didn't say easy to beat the way that I just said it, but that was what he was inferring.
Now I want to hear the audio. 216-474-0092.
If it was that juicy, I would have brought it to you earlier.
That's fair. Joe Varden of The Athletic joining us at 2:40 today. Lindsey Rhodes of Sumer Sports at 3:00. We'll talk about the Browns trades there. What do you make of them? Were you surprised? Are the Steelers actually that good? We got quick hits coming up at 3:40. We got Pete Futek at 4:20. The quarterback Deadpool at 6:20 ahead of our guy Cash Lovett, who joins us every Thursday at 6:30. We'll get his picks for the week as well. But 216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media. Social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. We'll start with the obvious, which is, what do the trades this week signal to you? Is this a fire sale? Are we tanking? Are we just really, really enjoying pick swapping like this is Love Island and we're just trading off significant others? And you do have to ask the question, how far is this thing going to go? We'll answer that in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.